Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
I think Kristania has all kinds of hygge. Maybe not the same type of hygge that you would find elsewhere in Denmark, but it's about comfort, it's about companionship, it's about light, it's about warmth.
We do not know another country. We are asking to stay because we want to help America as a whole. We are not asking to be handed anything. We want to work for it.
I spent a lot of time at Green City Market in Chicago, which is a nonprofit farmers market that started in the Loop and then moved into Lincoln Park, just south of Lincoln Park Zoo.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with a podcast we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. So, you want to get away from the harsh winter cold? Well, Podcast Central at WVXU has a show for you. Travel with Rick Steves is the perfect podcast for the traveler looking for an amazing, affordable vacation. Now, of course, you probably know Rick from his popular radio show, his TV program, guidebooks. Well, now, Rick's On Demand, where you can find out more about your next eye-opening international trip. An experienced globetrotter and bargain hunter, Rick Steves has all the insider's tips and tricks for getting the most out of your travel experience. From Paris to Tokyo, Rick has seen it all and is happy to pass on what he's learned. With guest travel experts and local residents, you'll learn the best way to experience a city while at the same time learning about its culture and history. And Rick really knows what he's talking about. Here's a sample from a recent episode just to show you. It's Travel with Rick Steves' 510th installment of the show. In this clip, Rick chats with locals about Venice, some unconventional communities in Copenhagen, and how to keep teenage travel companions happy on an overseas vacation. Here, Rick talks with his guests about Christiania, a communal society tucked into the middle of downtown Copenhagen.
When you think about Christiania, to me, this is just a delightful flower garden, flower children, idealism. You know, you can't embrace it completely for most of us, but it just seems innocuous and innocent enough and kind of a stark contrast in Denmark with all of the regimentation and the affluence. And it almost seems to me like a necessary dimension of a society that to me is almost like a jukebox where everything is in order in Denmark. And here you got that little place for the philosophical objectors to all that conformity.
I think that's exactly right. I think that's how the Danes see it. It's sort of a relief valve for the orderliness of their society. They like to think of themselves as iconoclasts, and yet they have this incredibly orderly little social democratic society.
That's sort of an irony because they do make themselves up like we are so free, but everybody is so conformist, and it makes the society work really well. And consequently, by most standards or lists, they're the most content and happy people around. Their society works really well, but you do need that little safety valve. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking about Christiania. The documentary movie is Christiania, 40 Years of Occupation, produced by Robert Lawson and Richard Jackman. Our phone number is 877-333-7425, and Diane's calling from Independence in Missouri. Hi, Diane. Thanks for your call.
Hi, Rick, and hi, movie makers. I'm going to be visiting Christiania in about 3 months, and the way I look at it is I'm taking a mini pilgrimage back to my youth. I grew up in the 60s and the 70s, and we all know that every place and every time has a certain vibrational quality. And I'd kind of like to revisit that. So since you've spent so much time there, maybe you could help me plan my couple of hours there so that I can use Christiania to help me get my mojo back. And the other part of that question is, do you think that the Danish concept of hygge has any relevance in Christiania?
So hygge, or I thought it was hygge or
yeah,
something.
Hygge, yeah.
And that means cozy, conviviality. It's sort of the Bavarian equivalent of Gemütlichkeit.
So, yeah, does that fit in with Christiana?
Oh, I think definitely. I think Christiania has all kinds of hygge, but it's not the same, maybe not the same type of hygge that you would find elsewhere in Denmark. But it's about comfort. It's about companionship. It's about light. It's about warmth. And there's plenty of that in Christiania. And we've experienced that firsthand. We've spent quite a bit of time there. And we've spent time in people's homes. We've, you know, enjoyed their hospitality. I've experienced hygge in Christiania, definitely.
I've seen it with just people sitting around a candle, a single candle with a couple of beers, their kids running around barefoot. It's 10 o'clock at night, and it's just like, life is good. And I think there are guided tours of Christiania by locals that really are committed to the ethic and the lifestyle.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's what I've taken a couple of times, and that really helps because then you understand why people are there and how proud they are of this lifestyle and how they really believe in it.
I would say that, you know, people, if they shy away from tours, when you're in Christiania, definitely take a guided tour because it is with someone who lives there, someone who knows a lot about the history, knows a lot about the people there, and you'll get a real insight into Christiania.
A sample from Travel with Rick Steves, a podcast for the traveler in all of us. You can become a more worldly, savvy vacationer with Travel with Rick Steves podcasts, available on demand whenever you need them through the WVXU Podcast Central Library. Our new edition this week comes to you from New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. It's called Lift Every Voice, and it's a podcast dedicated to bringing the light to the commonly overlooked issues of injustice and inequality in our country. And not only that, but it'll also tell stories of hope and inspiration for change to encourage others to get involved in community activism. Hosted by Cory Booker himself, Lift Every Voice hosts grassroots activists, change makers, and organizers to find out how they're making a positive change in their communities. The podcast launched on MLK Day this year, and it covers every story and movement from marginalized communities, dissecting what their movements are all about, and where they're headed in the future. Here's a sample from the most recent Lift Every Voice episode. In this clip, Senator Booker talks with DACA recipient Adriana Gonzalez, who was 2 when she came to the U.S.
DACA helped me losing the fear that I had every day of deportation. It allowed me to work, which was something that I wouldn't have been able to do without DACA. I was able to drive, so I was able to go to interviews and obtain these jobs. And I had a social security number, I'm able to pay taxes. So when I found out about the Trump administration rescinding DACA, I was interning at a legal defense fund in Trenton, and I was completely distraught. That day, I was asked to go speak at a rally, and I was in tears the entire time. For people to see the humanity of this situation and understand that we have lived here all our lives and know only this country and want to succeed in this country, but also want to see this country succeed. So ever since then, I, along with 8 other people, were part of a hunger strike during the week of action, which was Thanksgiving week, where we did not eat for 4 days. And during those 4 days, we were visiting Republican representatives in the state of New Jersey in order to ask them to sign on to the Clean Dream Act. It was a success to an extent because after the rally that we had and after the strike, 4 out of the 5 representatives ended up signing on. My DACA is up in August, and that will completely change my life. I am set to graduate in December, and if nothing is done about DACA or the DREAM Act, I will be ready to teach and not be able to teach legally. And so for me, everything that I've worked so hard for, everything that I've strived for, will almost have been for nothing if I am not able to pursue my career. we would like a pathway to citizenship, and we do not know another country. We are asking to stay because we want to help America as a whole. We are not asking to be handed anything. We want to work for it.
As you can tell from hearing their stories, these dreamers are incredible individuals. They are making huge contributions to their communities every single day. They're about service. They're about love. They're about elevating all of us. They're teachers, entrepreneurs, organizers. They are soldiers. These are our fellow Americans, and I refuse to leave them behind. We all must refuse to leave them behind.
A sample from the new podcast, Lift Every Voice, with Senator Cory Booker. And you can lift your ear now to it on WVXU's Podcast Central. Our local podcast this week is also a new addition to the Podcast Central Library, and it seeks to answer a few of life's toughest questions. Am I at the right job? How do I find meaningful work? Do I belong in this career? If you've ever asked any of these questions, and chances are, like me, you have, then it's time for you to check out The Distiller. The Distiller podcast is about the working person who's constantly doubting where they are and where they're headed. For those who feel like no matter what they try, happiness and satisfaction in their job eludes them. Host Brandon Dawson understands that these questions about the soul of work are complicated and sometimes overwhelming. And that's why he started The Distiller. Through conversations with regular working people, he hopes to distill some of these daunting topics into a more manageable dialogue that can actually make a difference. So settle in, because it's time to talk about work. Here's a snippet from the first episode of the Distiller podcast, released just a couple of months ago. On it, Brandon welcomes Cincinnati small business owner Danny Corman, who is in the process of planning his next venture. The two discuss what's important to them when changing jobs or assessing a career, as well as his experience moving home from Chicago to open a small business. Here, Danny talks about its green general store and why he chose to get into a retail venture.
We're going to continue to sip while we talk a little bit.
Yes,
quench my thirst. That's fantastic. So I'm really interested in the idea, like I was saying, the things that you had done prior to coming back from Cincinnati all seem generally of a piece.
Yes.
Retail is really a diversion at that point.
Yeah, it is.
And you said you got the urge to do something hard, to do something entrepreneurial. Where did that come from? Was it just that you were feeling stagnant in what you were doing? Why? Number one, why something where the challenge is the first thing that you think of?
Right.
And then number two, like, what about retail attracted you? Was it the community neighborhood aspect of it? Was it something about a store environment? Like, what were you thinking?
Right. Those are good questions. I spent a lot of time at Green City Market in Chicago, which is a nonprofit farmer's market that started in the Loop and then moved into Lincoln Park, just south of Lincoln Park Zoo.
Okay.
So friends and I, we would gather there starting on Wednesdays, and then it evolved into being a Saturday morning gathering. And most of us would arrive on bicycle. We'd get there super early, mostly when it started and there weren't that many people there. And we would grab a little circle and start drinking coffee. And over that time, I became acquainted with a lot of the vendors, the farmers, the bread makers, the soap makers, all those folks.
Okay.
And there was just something about it that struck me. And I mean, as corny as this sounds, I think another part of me growing up was watching shows like The Waltons and Little House on the Prairie and that little general store that I think a lot of us romanticized, probably.
The Olsons.
Yeah, the Olsons, exactly. But there was something about that idea and that concept, and that being a hub and a place for people to come together and just get basic things.
Right.
That really appealed to me. So not having a retail experience other than working odd jobs, you know, in high school and up through college a little bit, not that much, or even running a business is the first time I had ever done that or thought about doing that.
You really jumped into the deep end.
Yeah, I just hit it full throttle.
Okay.
And it just kind of came out of nowhere.
When you moved back, like, did you have the space and the business idea and the plan and all of that before you moved, or did you develop that in Chicago before you moved back?
Yeah, developed the plan when I was there, and I had an idea of the space where it would be.
Okay.
When I was still living there, even though I hadn't. I keep saying we, and that's my nonprofit brain.
Sure.
Saying we or us or our instead of me, mine, and I or whatever.
Well, which is, I mean, honestly, I don't mean to be corny about it, but it's part of who you are.
Yeah.
It seems like there are things that you do that are you. You were saying before we started recording how much you enjoyed taking a couple of drives by yourself.
Yeah.
But so many of the things that you do and are known for are community things.
Like, absolutely.
You
yeah,
are a hub.
It's just who I am.
Yeah.
A sample from an episode of the Distiller Podcast with host Brandon Dawson. I had the good fortune to sit down with Brandon and his partner in crime, Terry Heist, last week to learn more about their inspiration for the podcast and how they're bringing meaning to their work. Find some insight on the nature of your work and how to make a meaningful career with the Distiller Podcast on WVXU's Podcast Central. It's our weekly look at the top of the Apple Podcast charts on Start Here via iTunescharts.net. And while Atlanta Monster continues to dominate the top, two new podcasts have entered the top three radar. Conspiracy Theories debuted about a week ago and shot to the top in a few days. The podcast tells the complicated stories behind the world's most controversial events and possible cover-ups. The other new podcast to hit the top three is Slow Burn, a podcast about Watergate. It debuted last November, but like many, its popularity is driven to any given season or episode. And the latest episodes have pushed it to the top again. Slow Burn operates from the premise that Watergate was stranger, wilder, and more exciting than you can imagine. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources. NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has Earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.